The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
Now the steal is made. Uncontested layup, Katie Klingelhoffer puts it up and in. First bucket for Katie. Seven in a row for Amherst.
Today, it's live coverage of the Amherst Holiday Tournament featuring Kearney Catholic, North Platte, St. Pat's, Ogallala, and the host Broncos. High school basketball in Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
On the right elbow, Holtmeyer swings, set up play for a three. Lease in the left-hand corner, no good. Offensive rebound, all alone, is going to be Brian Hoosman, and he'll put it up and in. And that is now seven in a row, but the Stars are up by 10.
The holiday break is over, and each team is looking to be victorious, ending their 2012 schedule. It's the Amherst Holiday Tournament coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Amherst High School with Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome to the New Tech Seed pregame show, everyone. Doug Duda, along with our producer-engineer, Jeff Fable, as we get ready for our second of four games today from the Amherst Holiday Tournament, where the Kearney Catholic and North Platte St. Pat boys will get ready to do battle after the girls' game went to the Stars in very impressive fashion, 74-38. Michaela Mestel with 25 points in the battle of unbeaten. We'll talk with head coach Rick Petrie at halftime. Now we've got a boys matchup between the undefeated Kearney Catholic Stars and 5-1 North Platte St. Pat's. And as Coach Don Lee said earlier this afternoon when we chatted with him, it's been a while since they have beaten the Irish, and they want to get the job done here this afternoon. He says the key will be to control the board, something that they have not been able to do against North Platte St. Pat's in the past. So let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. First off for the Irish, number 10 is a 6-foot senior, Sean Keenan. Number 22 is a 5'11 senior, Joseph O'Malley. Number 32, 5'11 senior, is Brandon Neeson. Number 42 is a 6'2 senior, Joseph Clinch. And number 52, 6'3 junior, Mark Mayfield. Head coach of the Irish, Rick Carpenter, assisted by TJ Fleck, Ty Fleck, and William O'Malley. 5-1 on the season, their only loss coming at the hands of the Valentine Badgers on the road by only 2 points. For Kearney Catholic, number one is a 5'9 junior, Matt Moore. Number 10, a 5'10 senior, Brian Hoosman. Number 20, a 5'9 senior, Connor Strike. Number 24, a 6'2 senior, David Squires. And number 30, a 6'1 senior, Alex Lease. The head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars is Don Lease, assisted by Justin Moore, Scott Carlin, A.J. Landon, and Matt Johnson. They're a perfect 7-0 on the season, ranked 6th in the preseason in C1. The Irish were ranked 5th and 7th in the preseason in Class C2. Kearney Catholic's closest game so far this season was a 9-point win over Elm Creek. And that's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. We'll tip it off in a minute.
Mobile Bank All is here, exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find 3 secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features, securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with 2 locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Sean Keenan will jump center here for the Irish. Alex Lease for Kearney Catholic. The ball is tapped around a couple of times and controlled by North Platte St. Pat's. And Keenan will have the top circle. Stars coming out in that in-your-face man-to-man defense here. Irish trying to find a little room. Brandon Neeson needs some help. He throws it out towards midcourt, and tracking it down will be O'Malley. Stars are going to play a man-to-man all the way out to midcourt, not leaving him any room early on. That's how the Lady Stars got going with some pressure, but they dump it down to Keenan. Low block. He'll spin off glass and score. So the over-aggressive play, open-up shot, and Keenan on the low bounce pass, and it's 2-0 in favor of Kearney Catholic. North Platte St. Pat's. Kearney Catholic with their first possession. It is Centura 27, Overton 17, halftime of the boys' consolation over Ravenna Holiday Tournament. That's on Classic Hits 98.9. Moore drives the lane. His scoop shot, no good. Ball will be tipped to Sean Keenan, and Keenan will have it knocked away from behind. Moore can't save it before it goes out of bounds. So it will stay with the Irish. St. Pat's will get it at midcourt. Just a minute into the boys' ball game here on KXPN Kearney and KICS Hastings. Glad you're along with us. College football bowl action going on today. We'll update you on that. Here's another back cut. Short jumper off the glass is up and in by Joe Clinch. So the same type of play, just run two different ways, and the Irish are up by a score of 4-0 here. Kearney Catholic with their second possession of the ball game. Squires is going to try the three, and nothing but net. David Squires doesn't look like the three-point shooter unless you've watched him play his whole career, and you know you've got to guard him out there, so he'll knock down the Stars first shot. Ohio is all over Louisiana Monroe, 31-7, 9 minutes to go in the third quarter for Frank Solich's group. Inside, here's the contested shot by Mayfield. It's no good. Squires will grab the loose ball, and the Stars are on the attack. Into the front court, Connor Strike kicks it back out to Moore. Another three on the way, and that almost banked in for Squires from the top of the key. Sean Keenan will get the loose ball, push it up the floor, go all the way to the rack. Shot's no good, gets his own rebound, though. Kicks it out to the free throw line. The jumper by Mayfield is no good. And Squires will grab the loose ball here for the Stars. Give it off to Lease. He takes an out-of-control shot. Has the ball tipped back to him. Kicks it out into the corner for a three, and it's good for Connor Strike. So it all works out for the Stars in the end. And after falling behind 4-0, back-to-back threes gives them a 6-4 lead. Into the front court come the Irish. Handle the basketball is O'Malley. He's guarded by Moore in the man-to-man. Gives it off to Keenan. Lease is on him. Squires is guarding Joe Clinch. They try to lob it inside. They do. Good adjustment, but the shot won't go by Mayfield in traffic. The ball was tipped out. Connor Strite grabbed it. And into the front court come the Stars. Faking the three, Squires. Squires drives, gets some contact. He'll go to the line and shoot two. First foul of the game on North Platte St. Pat's will go on Mark Mayfield. And David Squires will go to the line to shoot a pair of free throws. First one is on the way, and it's good. So already a couple of mini runs to start this basketball game. The Irish getting the first four, the Stars getting the next seven. Second free throw, no good. Mayfield will grab the loose ball. His first rebound of the ball game, the first three went to Sean Keenan. 7-4 Stars. We're 3 minutes into the ball game here on the boys' side. Somebody's open for the Irish because the Stars double-team the guard up top. They get it to Keenan. He tries to lower his shoulder, finds a little room. The fadeaway is up and in. Keenan not afraid there to body up with David Squires and just kind of bounced off and hit the fadeaway. 7-6. Kearney Catholic by one. Moore works the left-hand dribble. Now changes his mind, brings it back up top. Fires to Squire on the left wing. Starts to penetrate, kicks it back out top to Moore. The Irish also playing man-to-man defense. On the right wing with it is going to be Hoosman. Hoosman gets it down to Strite. Out top, Moore had to make a nice one-handed catch to keep possession of the basketball. Good defense this trip down the floor by the Irish. The Stars being pretty patient. Try to get it on the low post to Lease, and they're going to call a little too much pushing and grabbing in there on Brandon Neeson. That'll be the first foul on Neeson, and now here comes 30, 40, and 50, and Andrew O'Neill, Matt Berman, and Alex Harms. So the Stars will counter with Blake Holtmeyer and Derek Jackson. 4:20 to go here in the first quarter. It's 7-6, Kearney Catholic on top of North Platte St. Pat's in our boys' game. Ohio has scored again. They're up 38-7 over Louisiana Monroe. Driving in with the scoop shot, no good, is Hoosman. And it'll be O'Neill to come away with a loose basketball. Kick it out to Keenan. Sean brings it all the way into the paint. Fadeaway jumper from 12 off the mark. Offensive rebound. Put back up. It is short. And Squires is finally able to grab the loose ball. And as Coach Lee said, St. Pat's has really won the battle of the boards with them over the years, and they're doing it so far here. Not dominant, as Squires takes a long three and hits it. 7 points in the first quarter for David Squires. The Stars have yet to hit a two, but they're up 10-6. Baseball pass to the other end. Short jumper was missed underneath by Harms, and the rebound brought down by Lease. Lease to the other end, throws up the wild one off the glass, and scores. Alex Lease makes it 12-6, a six-point lead here for the Stars. That's a quick four-point turnaround. The Irish should have scored the last time down the floor and didn't. With it on the right wing is Keenan. Back out of the left elbow. They'll go to O'Neill. Take the wing to Berman. Skip it right side to Joe Clinch. He dribbles into the double team and forces the jumper up. No good. And we've got a foul on the rebound. On the Stars. Looked like grabbing the rebound there was Matt Berman. And the foul on Kearney Catholic is going to be called against Derek Jackson. Here comes Isaac Richter into the ball game for Kearney Catholic. Irish ball underneath their own hoop. Get it into the paint. Keenan turnaround jumper from 10. Spins off, no good. And Alex Lease will grab the rebound. Lease pushes the ball up the floor all the way to the baseline. Stops there and gives it off to Richter out at the arc. Back up top they'll go. And a foul on the right wing. Going to be called on Andrew O'Neill, trying to knock it out of the hands of Alex Lease out on the perimeter. You're listening to KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, and as always on the web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Stars will take it out in front of the Irish bench, get it into Moore, over to Squires for another three, but that one is going to be short, and the ball is then out of bounds to the Irish. Kearney Catholic 3 out of 5 here in the first quarter from beyond the arc. Again, the girls' game today, Kearney Catholic won it 74-38. Still have the Amherst-Ogallala doubleheader to go. Up the floor, here's a nice bounce pass against pressure for a layup. Alex Harms. And Harms makes it 12-8. St. Pat's cuts it to 4. Stars will walk the ball up the floor this time, catch a little wind. And Lease will bring it to the top of the circle. Go to the high post to Richter. Hands it back to Lease. He takes the three-pointer. It's off the mark, no good. Long rebound comes out to the high post, and Alex Harms will track it down. Fast break the other way. Clinch misses the layup in transition, but an offensive putback by Alex Harms. And he will draw the foul, a chance for a three-point play. Through all that traffic and defense, the Irish found a way to get the ball in the hoop, and Alex Lease has his first personal foul. Multiple substitutions for both teams. For the Stars, they have put out their Strike, Hoosman, Holtmeyer, Moore, and Derek Jackson. Now the free throw coming up for Alex Harms, and it is good. So 5 in a row now for the Irish to cut it to 1, 12-11. They've got Joseph O'Malley and Mark Mayfield and Alex Harms on the floor. Keenan's on the bench for a breather right now. Up top with it, Moore. Little shoulder shimmy. Doesn't do much with it. Backs it all the way outside the arc. And now a travel called on Kearney Catholic. That'll be the Stars' first turnover. I guess that'll be the first turnover of the game. And the Irish will get the ball back. Chance to take the lead as Joe Clinch re-enters after a short break. So Joe Clinch, Alex Harms, Brandon Neeson. Also in the basketball game, Joseph O'Malley and Mark Mayfield. 12-11, Kearney Catholic, a minute 40 to go here in the first quarter. Ball over on the right wing to O'Malley. O'Malley's pass is taken out of the air by Matt Moore. Moore to the other end is contested. He takes it wide in the right-hand corner out to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer tries to find a little seam, and he's cut off there by Harms. Kick it out to Streit. Back to Moore. Up top to Hoosman. Bryan with a little seam. Takes it back over to Connor Streit. Into the right-hand corner, Moore. Irish with some good defense. Stars moving the ball around the perimeter here. Get it on the low block left side. Moore got tripped and threw it up towards the hoop. He'll draw the foul. Matt Moore will go to the line to shoot two here for Kearney Catholic. Minute 7 to go in the first quarter, 12-11, in favor of the Stars. The foul called on Joseph O'Malley. That's his first. And the free throw by Moore skips out. No good. Returning to the game, Elise and Squires. For the Stars. Coming out, Holtmeyer and Jackson. Everybody gets set. Now the second free throw coming up for the junior, Matt Moore. And Matt puts this one up and short. But the rebound is grabbed down by the Stars and Derek Jackson. So they'll get another chance. Three-pointer by Hoosman. Doesn't catch anything that time, and out of bounds it goes. So North Platte St. Pat's will get the ball back here. Again with a chance to retake the lead, trailing 12-11 with a minute to go in the first quarter. Full court pressure being put on, trying to trap. The Irish get it in, throw over the top, three on three, dump it underneath. There's Clinch for the layup. 4 points for Joe Clinch. Kearney Catholic now trailing 13-12. Stars bring it into the front court, get it between the circles. To Connor Streit, to Hoosman, back over to Lease. Seven in a row by the Irish. They scored the first four in the last seven. In between, Kearney Catholic got 12. 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Left wing with it is Hoosman, back up top. Squires fighting through the screen. Alex Harms. Between the circles, they go to Lease. Trying to spread that floor. 18 seconds to go. Squires on the right wing. Now playing for the last shot. 12 seconds. Ball in the hands of Lease. Still dribbling. 8 seconds. 6 seconds. Better do something. Lease posting up down low as Hoosman. Turnaround jumper off the glass. Skips out. No good. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. So St. Pat scores the final 7 points. And after one, it's North Platte St. Pat's 13. Kearney Catholic 12. You're listening to the Amherst Holiday Tournament on ESPN Radio.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
And welcome back to High School Hoops here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We go to the second quarter of this opening round game, and North Platte St. Pat's has the lead over Kearney Catholic by a score of 13-12. The Stars will get the ball to start the second quarter, and driving in Lease, well contested, no whistle. The ball clanks off the iron, no good. The ball comes out to Brandon Neeson, who tries to break the press by throwing over the top, hit it out of bounds, it goes. I only have two turnovers right now for the Irish and one for Kearney Catholic. Rebounds, 10 for the Irish, 7 for the Stars. The Irish did not attempt a three-point shot. Kearney Catholic was 3 of 7. Free throw shooting, 1 of 1 for the Irish, 1 of 4 for the Stars in that first quarter of play. Connor Streit with it on the left baseline, tries to take it into the paint, kicks it back out top to Squires. Squires guarded out top there by Mayfield, gives it to Lease, works it right side, kicks it back to Squires, another three, that's a long one, it's in. That's the only offense the Stars have right now. Squires with 10 of the 15 points for Kearney Catholic with his third three, and the Stars regain the lead at 15-13. But the Stars are going to have to figure out something besides that three-pointer, or they're going to be in trouble today because they're actually hitting it right now, and they're only up two. Sean Keenan just walked with a basketball. He was trying to do too much to get free at the high post. And the Stars will get it back. North Platte St. Pat's drifts back, picks up the Stars, give the half court. Pick him up man-to-man. Matt Moore gives it over to Alex Lease, right side of the key on the low block, getting his man in the air. Keenan turnaround jumper is up, and Brian Hoosman scores. Good ball fake and bucket for Hoosman. 17-13, now the Stars with 5 in a row. Up top with it is Neeson. Neeson, oh, they had a play set up for Mayfield, but Keenan took it out of the air, and Sean scored anyway. 6 points for Sean Keenan, and it's 17-15 Stars. So he wasn't supposed to take that pass, but he did, and he scored. Strite with it, well out on the left wing. One dribble, skip pass, right corner to Moore. Moore drives the baseline, takes it off the glass, and scores against Joseph O'Malley. Matt Moore with his first bucket. And the offense picking up a little bit here early in the second quarter. St. Pat's across the timeline. Irish with it well out on the right wing. With it at the top of the circle. Now all the way out of midcourt is Keenan. He'll jump it on the left wing. Back to Keenan. Keenan into the paint. Two steps. And it's blocked off the glass by Alex Lease. And the Stars will come out of there with a basketball. That's Squires. Outlet pass right corner. Three in transition is up. And it is good by Connor Stride. And that will force a timeout by North Platte St. Pat's. 5:42 to go in the first half of play, and Kearney Catholic has started the second quarter on a 10-2 run. It's the Stars 22 and North Platte St. Pat's 15. This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for a Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney or right here at the concession stand at Amherst. We'll be right back.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports. For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back to high school basketball out of the St. Pat's timeout. Kearney Catholic steals it and scores with Brian Hoosman. And just like that, the Kearney Catholic Stars are up by 9, 24-15, as they were down 1 coming into the quarter. And we only played 2.5 minutes for the Stars to put up as many points in the second quarter as they did in the first. Now a blocking foul going to be called on David Squires as Keenan was trying to turn the corner over on the right wing. That'll be the first foul on Squires. Third foul on the Stars. Four have been called on the Irish. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll give you the first half stats, give you a little preview of Amherst-Ogallala, and we'll look back at the Kearney Catholic girls' 74-38 win over St. Pat's. That's right, you heard the score right. Battle of unbeaten, and the Stars played as good as you could possibly play, it seemed like. And Coach Rick Petrie scheduled to join us at the half. Here is a palming call on the Irish. The ball took a funny hop, as it will do from time to time. And so the Irish now have turned it over 4 times in 3 minutes. Low block left side is Lease. He dishes it off to Hoosman, who kicks it into the corner to Connor Strite for the three. It's going to come up short. Keenan will get his fourth rebound. Kearney Catholic is now 5 of 10 from beyond the arc. At the other end, Joe Clinch trying to get jump stop, and he walked with the basketball. Irish can't score if they don't get shots, and they just continue to turn it over. And Matt Berman will check in. So on the other side, Blake Holtmeyer comes in for Kearney Catholic. 4:46 to go, second quarter, Stars 24, and the Irish 15. Glad you're along with us here this afternoon on this final Friday of 2012. We're back here tomorrow. Consolation games, if Amherst or Kearney Catholic are in them, you'll hear them here on ESPN. The championship games will be on Classic Hits 98.9. Once again, if Amherst or Kearney Catholic are in them. And now the Stars drive and dish, but the dish is behind the intended teammate. And out of bounds it goes. Just the second turnover for the Stars. In the Independence Bowl, it's Frank Solich's Ohio Bobcats leading Louisiana Monroe 38-14 after three quarters of play. Right now, the Irish of North Platte St. Pat's trying to find some offense. They were very spurty in the first quarter. Had some gaps of scoring in there. They ended the quarter on a 7-0 run, but only 2 points in the first 4 minutes of this quarter, and the 18-footer will can that right there. Andrew O'Neill finally breaks the long drought for the Irish. 24-17. Kearney Catholic's lead is 7. With the dribble, everybody up top. Now they'll slide down. Moore kicks the left-hand corner. Lease catch and fire 3. off the iron, no good. And Joe Clinch will bring down the rebound. He had Holtmeyer hanging on him. Sean Keenan up the floor behind the back to keep possession. Free throw line jumper, no good. Rebound brought down by Connor Streit, and he'll be fouled. Connor trying to get up the floor, and the foul called on Matt Berman, his second, and the team's fifth. On the floor right now for Kearney Catholic. As Squires checks out, will be Holtmeyer, Hoosman, Streit, Leese, and Moore. With a 24-17 lead over the Irish, 3:30 to go here in the first half. High post with it is Hoosman. Back out to Leese, right elbow. Little three-man weave, coming to the hoop with a finger roll layup, and scoring is Connor Streit. Add that to a pair of three-pointers, and he's got eight, 26-17. Stars again by nine. Here comes Berman with it. Being worked by Streit at the top of the circle, gives it off on the left wing to O'Neill. Back up top they go to Harms, trying to get it inside. The ball deflected away by Holtmeyer, and Kearney Catholic will get the steal. Outlet pass to Streit, gives it to Holtmeyer. Thought about the three, instead gets it to Leese. Alex for three. It's off the front of the iron, no good. Rebound to Harms. Harms his third board, outlet pass left wing O'Neill. Across the timeline, he'll stop and give it off to Keenan. Keenan, jump pass and a beauty underneath, and Holtmeyer makes sure that he commits the foul so that Joe Clinch doesn't score. Blake Holtmeyer with his first personal foul. And at the line will be Joe Clinch. Clinch has yet to score, or be at the line. He's got two buckets in the game. And the first one is no good. The foul, I thought, was on Holtmeyer. Maybe it was on Brian Hoosman. Foul was on Hoosman. Okay. So we'll change that. It was on Hoosman. And the second free throw, no good. Holtmeyer will get the rebound. So Hoosman with that two-handed foul to make sure that Clinch didn't score. And then he didn't score because he couldn't convert either free throw. 26-17, Kearney Catholic looking for a double-digit lead. Leese off the dribble, attacks the right side of the lane, kicks it out to Holtmeyer, who comes in the lane. The left-handed runner, no good. Offensive rebound by Holtmeyer. He's underneath the glass, needs some help. Kicks it out to the free throw line where Connor Streit buries the 15-foot jumper. 7 in the quarter, 10 in the game for Streit. And the Stars are up by 11, 28-17. St. Pat's with the ball on the left wing. Holding on, Sean Keenan. Keenan down to the low block to Clinch. Clinch working on Hoosman. Pull up jumper from six. Too strong. Offensive rebound. Right back up and in. Alex Arms. Arms coming off the bench with 7 points and four rebounds. 28-19. Arms having a heck of a first half here for the Irish. At the other end, low block Hoosman. Double team kicks it out to Moore. Moore penetrate. Back out top. Leese for three. All of a sudden, they're not going. Oh, for their last four. Offensive rebound. Holtmeyer tips it to himself. For another three, more, no. Another offensive rebound, Hoosman. Hoosman kicks it out. Over to Holtmeyer, why not a three? No, that's six in a row they've missed. And the rebound brought down by Keenan. Long outlet pass is too long and sends Joe Clinch into the wall. Out of bounds, St. Pat's with 7 turnovers in this quarter. Here comes Derek Jackson and David Squires back in for the Stars. And for the Irish, it'll be Brandon Neeson, 1:19 to go before the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. 28-19, Kearney Catholic. Now remember, we talked about how quick they got out. They scored 12 points in 2.5 minutes. They've only had 4 points since then over the last 4 minutes. Squires over on the left wing. To Holtmeyer up top, they'll go to Hoosman. To Streit, who drives and gives it to Jackson. Everything outside the arc trying to get a cutter open. 1 minute to go. First half, Stars spread the floor. Content with a 28-19 lead. Bounce pass, low block. Squires trying to back his way in. Can't move his man. So he kicks it back out to Jackson. Swings it over to the right side, Holtmeyer. Up top to Hoosman. He's open, doesn't take it. To Jackson on the left wing, 40 seconds. Low block. Holtmeyer kicks it back out. Jackson drives. A lot of hand checking out there from O'Malley. Wrap around, low block, ball fake. Here's Hoosman, the short jumper on the block. It won't go. A lot of work and no points. Great job by the Irish, and Joe Clinch with the rebound. 20 seconds as they bring it into the front court. Sean Keenan, guarded by Holtmeyer. High post to Clinch. Swings it right side to Neeson. 13 seconds as they go back up top. Neeson with a basketball. Loses his dribble. Swings it over to Keenan with seven. Sean, ball fake. Open look from nine. No good. And an over-the-back foul going to be called on St. Pat's. Derek Jackson with a rebound. And I believe that'll be O'Malley with the foul, but neither team in the bonus. That'll be the second on Joseph O'Malley. There is 3 seconds remaining here in the half. So the Stars are going to try and get some kind of a long heave. They'll bring in Mark Mayfield to cover David Squires, who's going to throw it in. Squires to midcourt, to the left wing, and the ball is knocked away by Keenan, and that is the end of the quarter. They threw it to midcourt to Hoosman, and he had the streaker Jackson down the left side, but Sean Keenan knocked it away, and time has expired. At the half, in the Amherst Holiday Tournament first round, it's Kearney Catholic 28 and North Platte St. Pat's 19. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report in a minute here on ESPN Radio.
Banks can be very similar in the services they offer, but it's the local decisions, local ownership, and friendly professional staff that makes the difference. That's what you can expect from the State Bank of Riverdale. We're proud of the relationships we've developed over the past 100 years and look forward to expanding this service to Kearney. Follow us on the web at riverdalebank.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
State Bank of Riverdale, banking hand in hand.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
With our producer-engineer, Jeff Babel, I'm Doug Duda, back with you at the opening day of the 2012 Amherst Holiday Tournament, where we have reached halftime of our first boys' game. It is Kearney Catholic 28 and North Platte St. Pat's 19. Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is their treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. And we'll look at the first half stats in just a little bit. Coming up next, we will have Amherst and Ogallala playing in their doubleheader. The boys game, Amherst 5-2, and Ogallala with just one win. The girls game, Ogallala a couple of wins, and Amherst 5-2, but probably not against the stiffest competition on their schedule at this moment either. So we'll look more at that in a little bit. But what we expected to maybe be the game of the day didn't turn out that way. The Kearney Catholic Lady Stars, in the battle of unbeatens, defeated North Platte St. Pat's 74-38. Michaela Mesta with 25 points. Theron Baum, 15 points, 9 rebounds, and 3 blocks. And Coach Rick Petrie joins us here. And Coach, congratulations. I think these girls were very eager for some competition.
Yeah, they were. There's no question. They were looking forward to this game, and they played well, obviously.
I called it at one point. I called the first half today the best half I've ever seen of Kearney Catholic girls basketball. How close is that assessment?
I don't know. It was awfully good, though. We really didn't turn the ball over very much the first half, and we rotated pretty well on defense, and we were able to rebound, and our press gave them fits at times, and it's a pretty complete first half.
And despite how well you played, St. Pat's hit those 3 threes in a row, end of the first, start of the second, to kind of stay in the basketball game till you finally got it out to a 20-point lead.
Yeah, they did a nice job. We knew that they could shoot the three. A couple of times we didn't rotate out quick enough, but all in all, I'm pretty happy with us limiting Brittany Lawrence to 3 points inside.
Pretty happy. What'd you want? Zero? What'd you want? Come on.
It's a good defensive job for our kids. With Bailey and Theron and Megan inside, we give a lot of teams don't see that kind of size. And so it's sometimes an eye opener for other teams.
I was going to say, both teams had kind of the same experience the first couple times you went in there, and you could tell your girls were trying to shoot it over the top of Brittany Lawrence and vice versa. Albury, who's 5'11 and the leading scorer for the Irish, she knew that she had to move it outside. You thought the girls handled it okay, though?
Yeah, I think they made some nice adjustments. You know, she does a pretty good job of blocking shots, and, you know, we have to learn from that, maybe make a different move. You know, we're encouraging the girls to try a couple different things. We don't always get that accomplished. You know, everybody seems to revert to their same old stuff that they want to try, but that's okay. You know, I thought Megan Anderson made a couple moves against her, and, you know, it's the learning experience for our kids too, to face somebody that tall.
And then you look at your guard, Michaela Mestel, who leads all scorers with 25 points. She pulls down some rebounds. She's one of the reasons you got a lot of easy buckets on the press with some steals. Just talk about her game, because I guess we come to just expect it, but boy, that was even above average for her today.
Yeah, it was. It was pretty nice. She has, you know, she struggled a couple times this year, but, you know, she's starting to come around with her shooting, and that's a big plus for us. She's able to knock down a couple threes, and she's so quick on our press and anticipates so well, you know, and even when somebody else steals it, they understand that, you know, if you get the ball out, she might go get it and go, you know, score a layup for us. You know, I think Allie Prasoski stole it one time and knew Michaela was going and just threw it out there, and Michaela went and got it. But, you know, her quickness on our press is a big reason why we're so successful.
She only had one foul the whole game. She must have been playing some hoops in the break with her brother. What was going on? I'm blaming her brother for this.
I don't know. That's a good question. You know, normally she has more than one, but that's okay. You know, we like our girls to be aggressive, and for the most part, we continue to do things the way we want to do things, and hopefully that will continue.
You're going to get Amherst or Ogallala tomorrow. You'll be the favorite in that game. As most games this year, you're going to be the favorite. Now that the girls came off of such a great performance, how do you turn around and do it again tomorrow?
That's a good question. You know, one of the things we've talked about game after game is trying to play at the level that we're capable of playing and not worry about what the opponent's doing or not doing. I mean, we have to do the things that we're capable of doing, do a good job on the press and rebound and share the ball. And I think that's a big key, sharing the ball. I think we've done that really, really well this year. And if we continue to do that, you know, I think good things will continue to happen.
All right, Coach, we'll see you tomorrow. Congratulations on the impressive win.
Thanks, Doug.
That's Rick Petrie, head coach of the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars. They're now 9-0 after beating previously unbeaten North Platte St. Pat's 74-38. Halftime of the boys' games, the Stars lead the Irish 28-19. We'll look at the numbers right after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
This is my favorite time of the year. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, Eustace Body Shop. I enjoy the changing seasons, especially the gathering of friends and family for the holidays. It's a great time to count your blessings. Part of the blessings for me are those of you we've met and helped at Eustace Body Shop. Thank you, too, for the encouraging letters and calls we received after helping you through the trauma of an accident. At Eustace Body Shop, Grand Island, Kearney, Lexington, Eustace, and Cozette, we wish you the best holiday season ever.
Continuing on with the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report, here's a look at the first half numbers of the boys' game. For St. Pat's, Sean Keenan, 6 points and five rebounds. Andrew O'Neill, 2 points, three rebounds. Brandon Neeson has a rebound. Joe Clinch has 4 points, three rebounds. And Alex Harms leads the way with 7 points, four rebounds. Mark Mayfield also has one rebound. 13 points in the first quarter, six in the second. At the half, the Irish have 19 points. 17 rebounds. They are 1 of 3 from the free throw line. They have not attempted a three-point bucket and have 8 turnovers. Foul situation, Berman and O'Malley have 2. For Kearney Catholic, Matt Moore has 2 points. Brian Hoosman, 4 points and a rebound. Blake Holtmeyer, 3 rebounds. Derek Jackson, 2 rebounds. Connor Streit leads the way with 10 points, tied for the team high with David Squires. Squires has 3 rebounds and Streit has 2 rebounds. Alex Lees, 2 points, two rebounds, and one block shot. 12 points in the first quarter, 16 in the second. And for Kearney Catholic here at the half, They have 28 points, 13 rebounds. They are 1 of 4 at the free throw line. They missed their last 6 three-pointers and are still 5 of 15. They were 5 of 10. They missed 6 in a row. So there you go. 5 of 9, actually, at one point. And then they missed 6 in a row to go 5 of 15. Only 2 turnovers and nobody with more than one foul. 28-19, Stars lead it at the half. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We're quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business. Contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
As always, a big thank you to Ron Evans and the crew here at Amherst for their hospitality and to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you exciting high school sports. The Amherst fans starting to roll in. Their doubleheader will get underway at 5 o'clock against Ogallala. We'll have it for you here on ESPN Radio, girls first, then the boys. And tomorrow we will have the games that Amherst and Kearney Catholic are involved in. Obviously, if they play against each other, we won't have to do the counterpart game, whether that be a consolation or a championship. North Platte St. Pat's will get the ball to start the second half. They try to get it down to Joe Clinch, and Alex Lease steps right in front of the pass on the low block and makes the steal. Don't forget the Ravenna Holiday Tournament right now is also airing on Classic Hits as Squires drives in, lost the ball, picked it up out of nowhere, and scored. And Squires is even smiling about that one, wanting to know how he got away with that. And the St. Pat fans not too happy with the no call. Irish basketball trying to fire it inside. Sean Keane with a no look, and he should have looked because it's picked off by Connor Streit. 2 possessions, 2 turnovers to start the second half for the Irish. Not what head coach Rick Carpenter looking for. Long 3, Squires off the front of the iron, no good. Ball is saved in by Lease, but it goes into the hands of Brandon Neeson. Neeson brings it to the other end. Nice dish off, and the layup is up and in for Mark Mayfield. His first bucket of the basketball game. 30-21, a 3 by Alex Lease is no good. And the rebound is brought down by Mayfield again. They'll lob it down low, try to get it to Clinch. It's deflected to Mayfield. Mayfield lays it up. 30-23, back-to-back buckets. I think the Stars need to get away from casting up the 3. They're not running their offense the last few minutes, going back to the first half. They're just casting up the first thing that they see, and they have missed 8 consecutive three-pointers. Squires with it outside, inside the arc, goes up top to Hoosman, kicks it to Moore, back out, Streit, dribbles into the paint, good bounce pass down the low block, Moore puts it off the window and scores. Matt Moore with his second bucket, 32-23, Kearney Catholic by 9. Driving in, Sean Keenan, jump stop, gets it underneath, Clinch couldn't handle it, stolen away by Squires, outlet pass Moore, ahead of everybody, lays it up and scores. So the back-to-back buckets that the Irish were able to put up, answered by Matt Moore, 34-23. But one key right now, the Irish just have to take better care of the ball. They did it in the first quarter, and there they turn it over again. My, my. And that's just a simple pass into the corner that they lobbed too high. 4 turnovers in 2 minutes and 10 seconds to start the second quarter here for St. Pat's, and a timeout going to be called by Coach Carpenter. The first 90 seconds were okay. The next minute, not so much. 5:49 to go here in quarter number 3, and it's 34-23, Kearney Catholic. We'll be right back.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
And North Platte St. Pat's using their second time out of the basketball game. We'll try and settle things down defensively as the Stars are back up by 11. Too many turnovers for the Irish, and driving in Connor Stripe with the scoop shot that time from the right wing is no good, and Joseph Clinch pulls down his fourth rebound. Irish to the high post, coming in, scoop shot off the glass. O'Malley, no good, ball punched out of bounds. And the officials deciding whose ball it is here. They're going to give it to the Irish. North Platte St. Pat's will take it out underneath their own hoop. Four players on the floor will go vertically along the baseline, toss it up top to Brandon Neeson. Swings it over on the right wing to Mayfield. Mayfield to the baseline, gets in the air, dishes it underneath to Clinch, who missed the layup. Got it back, though, and missed it again. Ball tipped around. It's headed out of bounds, and they can't save it. Keenan tried. Oh, boy. Air pulling out time for Coach Carpenter for the Irish. Coach O'Malley, I should say Coach O'Malley. Carpenter listed as the coach, but O'Malley doing the coaching here. And Kearney Catholic with the ball and an 11-point lead. 34-23, 4:50 to go here in quarter number three. Stars had a good second quarter and have just been kind of treading water since. With it is Moore, left-hand dribble, slices down the paint, no good. Tip try is up and in, though, by Alex Lease, who follows it with his second bucket. And the largest lead of the afternoon for the Stars, now at 13, 36-23. Here on KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings. Keenan for three at the top of the circle. That's the first three they've attempted, and it rolls off the front of the rim, no good. Moore grabs the loose ball, brings it into the front court, gives it off to Squires. Squires attacks, tries the reverse layup, and Keenan says, I don't think so. Blocks the shot, the ball being scooted all the way into the front court. O'Malley picks it up, and driving in, he'll score. Clinch to O'Malley, and Joseph with his first bucket of the ball game. On a wild scramble to catch the grease pig. They throw her in the pit, then it's 36-25. I can see Bob Jensen's ears perk up over there as I said that. In the right-hand corner, Matt Moore. Back out to Lease, right wing, standing on the arc. Gets it to Huseman, ball fake, over Keenan, elevates and hits the eight-footer. That's just athleticism there. That's all that is. Huseman, well-guarded, turn around, elevates higher than Keenan can go, and knocks down the jumper. And now we've got a reach-in foul called on the Stars across the timeline. Goes on Matt Moore. That'll be his first, and it is the first foul of the second half. Checking in, Isaac Richter and Blake Holtmeyer for the Stars. And for St. Pat's, Matt Berman and Alex Harms, who led the way in the first half with 7 points and four rebounds. See if he can spark them again. Update from the Ravenna Holiday Tournament, Centura leading the Oakton boys. 41-36, Centura in the second half. Three-pointer on the way by Berman. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Alex Lease. Baseball pass to the other end. Moore gives it to Huseman. Back out to Matt. Back to Huseman in the paint. 360 move. Tries to go to Holtmeyer. Keenan knocks it away, but it's picked up by Lease. Alex looking for a little room. The ball's kicked away again, and finally St. Pat's comes out of there with it. Only the third turnover for the Stars. Keenan dribble drive. Great pass underneath, and a foul. Alex Harms will go to the line. Sean Keenan, the 6-foot senior, showing why this team has won all but one, and that loss was to Valentine by two. This is a good basketball team. The foul on Alex Lease is his second. And at the line, Alex Harms, he's one of one. And that one spun out all the way down and came back out. Here comes Andrew O'Neill back into the ball game. And checking out will be Neeson. Ohio 45, Louisiana Monroe 14 with 8:45 to go in the Independence Bowl. Second free throw is up and in by Harms. He's got 8 points. Don't forget Minnesota Texas Tech tonight in the Meineke Car Care Bowl at 8 o'clock right here on ESPN Radio. 38-26, Kearney Catholic leads it by a dozen over North Platte St. Pat's with 2:45 to go in quarter number three. Pace has slowed a little bit here in the third. Moore out between the circles. Dribbling in place a little farther towards the right side. Trying to get a high pick and roll here with Richter, but a good switch. He comes all the way in and draws the foul. Once the screen wasn't established, he just kept bringing it in. And the foul will be called on Berman. And for Matt, that is his third personal foul. First foul of the half on St. Pat's. And Matt Moore, who's 0 of 2 at the line, has 6 points. Will go to the free throw line and put his free throw up and in. Coming in now for the Irish, Joseph O'Malley, Brandon Neeson, and Mark Mayfield all return. And now Squires will sub in for Hoosman for Kearney Catholic with 2:32 to go here in the half. Just like the girls, the Star Boys trying to stay undefeated in the month of December here in 2012. And Matt Moore with his second free throw. It's on the way, setting on a rim and in. So he hits them both. Moore has 6 of the 12 points in this quarter for Kearney Catholic. He'll check out. Derek Jackson is back in for the Stars. 40-26, Kearney Catholic now leads it by 14. The Irish have not been able to saw into this lead. They cut it to 7 briefly here in the third quarter. Working around the perimeter, down to the low block, driving the baseline, tripping, falling, throwing it up. Offensive rebound put up, and a shot blocked in there by Isaac Richter. On the second chance by Alex Harms. Here come the Stars. Lease leaves it off in the right-hand corner for Holtmeyer. Floats it back to Richter underneath for the four-footer. It's good. Richter bucket, Holtmeyer assist. Stars up by 16, 42-26, under 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. As they try to lob it down low there, they got Harms open, and he finally scores. Everybody was out of the lane. They lobbed it over the top. Harms makes a nice one-hand catch, uses the other arm to keep the defender away, and lays it up and in. 10 points now for Alex Harms to lead the way offensively so far for the Irish. Squires reverses it over to Holtmeyer outside the arc. Jackson brings it to the free throw line. Back to Squires. There's that set shot three-pointer that's no good. Holtmeyer will get the offensive rebound, though, on the long miss. Stars will reset it here with 1 minute and 15 seconds to go in quarter three, 42-28. Richter bodying up down low on Harms. Don't get him the ball, though. Back out between the circles to Jackson. Jackson waiting for the offense to get set. Back to Squires. Squires dribbles into the paint. David puts the runner up. Off the mark, no good. Rebound brought down by Alex Harms. Thought about taking it the whole way, and then he said, wait a minute, that's not what I'm supposed to do. Stops and gives it off to Neeson in the front court. Lobs it into the corner. This time wide open is Mayfield, but his three-pointer is off the mark, and Alex Lease will get the rebound. 40 seconds to go, and I believe Coach Don Lease says he wants to play for one shot. That's quite a bit of time for Coach Lease to play for one shot, but he's not had a lot of luck against St. Pat's, and they're up by 14. He's going to let his starters catch a little air here while Jackson just dribbles in place. Now coming out to put some pressure on is Joseph O'Malley. They'll get it to Alex Lease with 15. Over to Squires, well out on the right side. Back up between the circles, we're down to 10. Lease on the right side, drives, gives it to Squires. Squires with 6, up top Jackson. Jackson drives left side of the lane, lost the handle, and out of bounds it goes. 2.5 seconds remaining in the quarter. Sean Keenan will re-enter here. Hoosman comes back in for the Stars. They just want to try and get some kind of a bomb away. Of course, St. Pat's hit a half quarter to beat Kearney Catholic here a few years ago. Keenan from half court fires it away, and that is off the mark. And we are through three quarters of play. Kearney Catholic 42, North Platte St. Pat's 28. You're listening to the Amherst Holiday Basketball Tournament on ESPN Radio.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
With our producer-engineer, Jeff Babel, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Amherst on KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings. Kearney Catholic will get the ball to start the fourth quarter, leading North Platte St. Pat's, who's 5-1. Stars are 7-0. It's 42-28. 12 points for David Squires, 10 for Connor Streit, 8 for Matt Moore for Kearney Catholic. And here's Derek Jackson starting the quarter with a three-point in the left-hand corner. It's no good. Sean Keenan will get the rebound. He has not scored since the first half, though. 10 points for Alex Harms leads the way for the Irish. Kearney Catholic, again, they were 5 of their first 9 from three-point range. They have now missed 10 in a row. A lot of possessions coming up empty. Here is Clinch in the paint. He draws the double team, gets it underneath to Mayfield, and Mayfield will be fouled by Squires. Mark Mayfield, who had his only 2 buckets last quarter, and David Squires with his second personal foul. Nobody in foul trouble. Matt Berman does have 3 for St. Pat's entering the fourth quarter. First free throw of the game for Mayfield is no good. 2 of 6 as a team for St. Pat's. Their girls did not shoot the free throws too well either. And the second free throw was up, and it is in. So Mayfield now with 5 points in the ball game. And it is 42-29, Kearney Catholic. With the first point of the fourth quarter, it goes to the Irish. Jackson gets it up top to Hoosman. Swings it over to Squires, 25 feet away from the hoop. Finds Lee still out between the circles. Alex one-on-one trying to work here on Neeson. Drives to the baseline, has it poked out of his hands and out of bounds. Here comes Streit and Moore back in for Coach Don Leese. Again, we're only halfway done here. We still have 2 more games to go between Amherst and Ogallala, scheduled to begin at 5 o'clock. Inbounds pass comes to Kearney Catholic, going into the backcourt to grab it will be Brian Hoosman. To Matt Moore. Moore between the circles. Swings it back to Hoosman on the right side to Squires, trying to get some separation, top of the key, can't. Lease down on the low block, turnaround, jumper up and in for Hoosman. This time he's fouled. They don't try to post up Brian Hoosman, 5'10 height very often, but he's got such springs in those legs that you want to get him there, and the foul is called on Sean Keenan, his first. And the three-point play is completed by Brian Hoosman. And he now has 9 points in the basketball game. And the Stars back up by 16, equaling their largest lead of the contest, 45-29. And the ball loose. Can it be stolen away? Yeah, Kearney Catholic comes out of there with a loose ball. Matt Moore drives, got his man in the air, and then just kind of leaned into him to get the foul. Moore will go to the line to shoot 2. The foul will once again be on Sean Keenan, so his second. Each team with 3 fouls here in the second half. Matt Moore is 2 of 4 at the line and has 8 points. First free throw is on the way, and it is good. An update from Ravenna, where their boys' consolation game is continuing. At last check of the fourth quarter, Centura was holding on to a 49-45 lead against Overton. Earlier, Loop City beat the Overton girls 43-39. Here, the second free throw is no good. Joe Clinch with his 6th rebound. In our girls' game, it was Kearney Catholic defeating North Platte St. Pat's 74-38 in a battle of unbeatens. Entry pass into the paint, picked off by Alex Lease. Lease 2-on-3. They're going to call him for a walk. Pretty nice play, Coach Don Lease. And where was the walk? It was just 2 big steps, I think. Lease covered a lot of ground and made the bucket. Stars called for just their 5th turnover of the afternoon. 6:10 to go in the game. Stars lead it by 17, 46-29. Irish with the ball, still being pestered out front. Dribbling around that pressure is going to be O'Malley. Gives it to Mayfield, drives back out Keenan for the 3, and it's good. The first 3 of the game by St. Pat's, and Keenan now with 9 points. A timeout on the floor by the Irish. 5:53 to go in the ball game. It is Kearney Catholic 46. And North Platte St. Pat's 32. This timeout is brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for a Little Caesars available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney and the concession stand right here in Amherst. We'll be right back.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cynix gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cynic station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Now a final from the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. Centura 50 and Overton 45 in the boys' consolation game. So the Loup City girls and Centura boys bring home the third-place trophies. Ravenna will be playing in the championship games against the Loup City boys and the Centura girls coming up on Classic Hits 98.9. And now Matt Moore dribbled the ball off the official. That's the only thing that kept it from staying in bounds. So as if the Stars needed a break, they got one there. Kearney Catholic drives. Alex Leese, the runner from the right side, no good. Tipped into the hands of Sean Keenan. Keenan looking for room to bring the ball up the floor. Leese reaches, gets away with it. Keenan stops. Long three at the top of the key. Off the front of the rim, wouldn't go. That would have been a big bucket. Would have got St. Pat's a little momentum there. They scored. They got a stop. They hit another one. Even if it would have been an 11-point game, there's still time. But now it remains 14 as we approach 5 minutes to go. Don't forget at the end of the game, the Misco Sports postgame show, as Strite drives, tries to fire it to Hoosman back in the lane, but it's at his ankles. The ball is taken away. Up the floor come the Irish, poked away from behind by Moore, and it's going to roll out of bounds. Don't forget, after the holiday tournament is over, Kearney Catholic is back in action on the 3rd at Wood River. That's a Thursday. Then they host Grand Island Central Catholic on the 4th. Inbounds pass here to Joe Clinch. Makes a little room. Worked too hard to make room. Missed the four-footer. And the rebound brought down by Brian Hoosman. St. Pat's sometimes is a little more worried about putting some distance between them and the defender by lowering the shoulder or pushing off a little bit. And then they are off balance when they take the shot. And here's a hand check foul out front on Mark Mayfield, trying to keep Squires from dribbling. That'll be the second turnover or second foul on Mayfield. Coltmeyer re-enters for the Stars. Looking to throw it in. He'll find Moore on the left wing. 46-32, Kearney Catholic. 4:30 to go in the game. Stars trying to sweep the Irish here in what would be a rarity. They have not done that very often in this holiday tournament. St. Pat's, Kearney Catholic, and Amherst have been three mainstays. We've had all kinds of different fourth teams. As they try to get it into Squires, and it's knocked away. Mayfield stepped around, knocked it loose. At the other end, a big collision and a charge called on North Platte St. Pat's. Foul is on Joseph O'Malley. That'll be his 3rd and the 15th foul. He didn't make the bucket anyway, but it is a charging foul. But getting back to that fourth team, we've seen Burwell. We've seen Ainsworth. Now we've got Ogallala. Probably forgetting somebody in that mix, but it's been a different-looking tournament from year to year. Right now, Kearney Catholic with the ball, and 4 minutes to go, a 14-point lead. Ball punched at Elise's hands, and then it goes out of bounds off the Irish. Good hustle there by Matt Berman. And the Stars will throw it in across from the benches. Lob it into Brian Hoosman, trying to get into the corner. Some miscommunication, but luckily for the Stars, it was last touched by one of the Irish. Irish frustrated that they haven't been able to put more points on the board. Kearney Catholic, I think, just satisfied that they should win this basketball game. Kearney Catholic makes a long throw all the way to the backcourt, all the way almost to the baseline just to get that in. The Irish's lowest points was 51 on opening night and a win against Broken Bow. They're not going to come close to that here. 46-32, Kearney Catholic. They were down 13-12 at the end of one, then went on a 12-2 run to start the quarter. Here's a nice little bounce pass to Moore, who can't finish, from Squires, and the rebound brought down by Clinch. That's his 7th. Irish with the ball. Keenan with a little room on the right side. Does a 360 spin, throws it up, and scores. 11 points now for Sean Keenan with a little playground move. 46-34, Kearney Catholic, 3:15. Stars are in that kind of no-man's land position. They want to keep running their offense, but they want to milk that clock. It's like they're running their 5-game or their stall game, still looking to score, but really not nearly as aggressive as they were earlier. Moore into the right-hand corner to Squires. Squires, pass is taken away. Sean Keenan with the steal. Keenan against Squires, dishes it off the last moment, and Mayfield will finish. Timeout on the floor by Kearney Catholic. As this game is now down to 10 points, the Irish trying to hang in there with 2:53 to go in the ball game. It is Kearney Catholic 46, North Platte St. Pat's 36, and we'll be back in a minute.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guarantee price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 Meat Treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
Welcome back to Amherst High School. 2:53 remaining in our boys' contest. Kearney Catholic holding on to a 46-36 lead over North Platte St. Pat's. And it's their basketball as the Irish try to put some pressure on man-to-man. Matt Moore says, I'll bring it up by myself, and he does against Matt Berman. Stars have to still continue to be aggressive here, and I think that's what Coach Don Lee's going to tell them during that timeout. Blake Holtmeyer back in, has it at the top of the circle. Over to Lease. Lease leaves it off for Moore. Only 4 points here in the fourth quarter for Kearney Catholic. 8 for the Irish, driving in Lease, but he missed another runner. And the tap try up and in by Squires. I believe that was David Squires that tapped it in. He and Holtmeyer were both there and just kind of smacking at it, got the job done. And now we've got a fat at the other end away from the ball. Clinch and Squires are really battling down there, and Squires called for his third foul. But it's only the fourth team foul. And so St. Pat's will take it out on their own baseline. Keenan to throw it in. Sean goes backside, finds Clinch. Clinch leans, but again, he's short. The ball is punched out. It's going to be saved into the hands of Blake Holtmeyer. All kinds of scrambling. One of the Irish players actually went into the crowd over there. But they could not throw it to one of their own uniforms. So now the Stars under 2 minutes to go, in control, up by 12. Squires in the right wing, kicks it out to Lease. They try to double-team him to Moore into the corner. Squires, they're overplaying the ball, and this time the ball is picked off. Kearney Catholic, 5 turnovers in this quarter, and now driving the other way. Clinch lowers his shoulder. Contact, no call, misses the shot. Rebound, O'Malley. He throws one up, no good. Rebound to Squires. Squires up ahead. The layup is good by Connor Strike. A dozen points for Connor, and that will put the finishing touches on this one. With a minute 20 to go, Kearney Catholic up 50-36. Coach Don Lease wants his team to continue to play hard here. Keenan dribbles it off the leg of Alex Lease and out of bounds. It will stay Irish ball in front of their own bench. St. Pat's will fall to 5-2. They'll play in the consolation game tomorrow at 12:45. While Kearney Catholic will improve to 8-0, and they will play in the boys' championship tomorrow at 4:15. The championship games will both be on Classic Hits 98.9. Kearney Catholic's in both of them. The girls won 74-38. Minute to go in the ball game. Driving in Mayfield. He finds a little seam and lays it up and in. Good drive by Mayfield, who has all 9 of his points in the second half, and a timeout called by North Platte St. Pat's. They will have 1 remaining. 57 seconds to go in the ball game. It's Kearney Catholic 50 and the Irish of St. Pat's 38. We'll be right back.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Mobile Bank All is here, exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find 3 secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features, securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
And welcome back to the Amherst Holiday Basketball Tournament with 57 seconds remaining in the game. Kearney Catholic leading St. Pat's 50-38. Irish scored and called timeouts. Kearney Catholic now trying to get it in and play keep away. They do to Hoosman, to Squires. Squires not afraid to go to the line. Long pass into the front court. They get it to Strite. Connor gets it into the corner. Stars now just want to play keep away. Doesn't look like the Irish are going to foul. They're just going to play defense, see if they can come away with a seal. As they go for it, can't get it. Now Squires is fouled by Mark Mayfield. That'll be his third, but it's only the sixth team foul. So Kearney Catholic will throw it in with 38 seconds into the backcourt to Derek Jackson. Jackson into the front court, trying to get it to Lease. Jackson is trapped, and Kearney Catholic wants to call a timeout with 32 seconds remaining here in the ball game. And the Stars will use a 30-second timeout. A couple of scores from earlier today in a basketball world that we have for you. And don't forget the GNAC tournament going on. Kearney in the semifinals for both the boys and the girls. Boys playing number one Scotts Bluff, the defending Class B state champion. But earlier today, here it was Kearney Catholic behind the 25-point performance of Michaela Mestel, downing North Platte St. Pat's 74-38 over at the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. In girls' action, it was Loup City over Overton, 43-39. And in the boys', it was Centura over Overton, 50-45. The championship game is just getting underway on Classic Hits 98.9. Here, Kearney Catholic will get it in to Connor Strite. Connor swings it over to Hoosman with 28 seconds to go. Jump pass to Jackson. To Squires. They've got three guys on him. To Lease underneath, wide open for the layup and scoring. Will be Brian Hoosman, who now has 11 points in the basketball game. 52-38, 13 seconds to go. Keenan into the front court for the Irish. Sean wants to take that shot, but he gives it off to Mayfield for the three. It is off the mark, no good. Rebound brought down by David Squires. The Stars will hold the ball, and the Stars finally get a win over North Platte St. Pat's. They win it today by a score of 52-38. So the Irish score 38 in both games today, and neither time is that enough. The Kearney Catholic boys go to 8-0. The Irish boys are now 5-2, and we will bring you all of the post-game action, including a chat with Coach Don Lease, right after this on the Misco Sports post-game show.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 meat treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And welcome back to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation's coverage of high school basketball. Two games are in the books. Kearney Catholic sweeping North Platte St. Pat's. Coming up at 5 o'clock, a doubleheader between Amherst and Ogallala. This is the Misco Sports postgame show. Get your game on at Misco's now. Keeping our local schools geared up for every season, Misco Sports. You'll be better equipped for the games you play. Here's a look at the final numbers. First off, for North Platte St. Pat's, Sean Keenan led the way with 11 points, 7 rebounds, and 1 block. Joseph O'Malley, 2 points and a rebound. Andrew O'Neill, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Brandon Neeson had a couple of rebounds. Joe Clinch, 4 points back in the first quarter, 7 rebounds. Alex Harms came off the bench for 10 points and 5 rebounds. And Mark Mayfield, 9 points and 2 rebounds. I had the Irish for 17 rebounds in the first half, 10 in the second half. free throw shooting, 1 of 3 in the first half, 2 of 4 in the second half. 3-point shooting, they did not attempt one in the first half of play, 1 of 6 in the second half. Turnovers, 8 in the first half and 6 in the second half of play. For the Irish, 19 points in each half, and they finish with a season low, 38 points, 27 rebounds, 3 out of 7 at the free throw line, 1 of 6 from 3-point land, 1 block shot and 14 turnovers, as St. Pat's now is 5-2, and they will play at 12:45 tomorrow in the boys' consolation game. We'll look at the numbers for Kearney Catholic right after this on the Misco Sports Post Game Show.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
CHS Agri Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors, Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
Back on the Misco Sports Post Game Show, let's take a quick look at the final numbers for Kearney Catholic. 6 players scored, 3 of them in double figures and 1 almost. Matt Moore, 9 points, 1 rebound. Brian Hoosman, 11 points, 2 rebounds. Blake Holtmeyer, 5 rebounds. Derek Jackson had a couple of rebounds. Connor Streit, 12 points, 3 rebounds. David Squires was the leading scorer with 14 points, 10 of those in the first half. He also had 6 rebounds. Alex Lees, 4 points, 5 rebounds and a block. And Isaac Richter, 2 points and a block shot. 13 rebounds in the first half, 11 in the second. Free throw shooting, 1 of 4 in the first half, 4 of 5 in the second. And again, after starting 5 of 9 from 3-point land, the Stars missed their final 10, so they were 0 of 4 in the second half and did back away from that in the fourth quarter. Turnovers, 2 in the first half and 7 in the second half. 28 points at halftime, 24 in the second, and the Stars finished with 52 points, 24 rebounds, 5 out of 9 at the free throw line, 5 of 19 from 3-point land, 2 blocks, and 9 turnovers. The Stars remain undefeated at 8-0 with a 52-38 win over North Platte St. Pat's. And Coach Don Lease joins us here on the Misco Sports Post Game Show. And, Coach, you said it had been a while since you got the win over St. Pat's. Yeah. Got the job done here this afternoon.
Yeah, we did. It was, you know, we did a lot of good things, you know, tonight. You know, fourth quarter when we had them down about 17 at one time, we got a little passive on things, and we didn't attack. That was a little disappointing on some things. But, you know, the kids, I thought we did a great job. They've killed us on the boards in the past, and I thought tonight we did a really good job of keeping them off the boards. The first quarter, they got like 3 or 4 offensive rebounds and some putbacks. And from there on, you know, they didn't get a lot of offensive rebounds, and that, you know, that's a big key to our, you know, kids. That's what we stressed yesterday and stressed before we came out, is to keep them off the boards, and I thought our kids did a good job.
The first 3 minutes of the second quarter would have to have probably been the key stretch to this basketball game, because they scored the final 7 points of the first quarter to take the lead back from you by 1. Then you come out and you score 12 points in 2.5 minutes, which is what you scored in the whole first quarter. You forced them into turnover after turnover after turnover, and you just kind of kept that lead the rest of the way.
Yeah, we did. You know, and that was, like you said, it was crucial because they scored, you know, we had them 12-6 at one time with about 3 minutes to go in the first. And we took some hurried shots, which, you know, if they're falling, that's great. Like you mentioned, you know, we end up going, you know, 5 of 25 from 3-point range. Well, you know, some of those were pass aheads and they were good looks, but yet let's go inside to come back outside. And that was kind of our game plan, is to go inside, post up Alex, post up Brian Hoosman, and try to get those guys, you know, the ball inside. And I thought our kids did a good job of getting that ball inside. And I think Brian Hoosman hit a couple, and then Dave Squires hit a couple threes to kind of open it up, because we kind of isolated on one side and went Dave out and Brian in and tried to get him, Brian, the ball inside. And then if they doubled down, kick it out to Dave, and Dave hit a couple shots.
That Keenan kid is a handful for the Irish, too.
Oh, yeah, he is. He, you know, Alex and Dave got to play with him this summer, and they knew, you know, we knew coming in that he was going to be a good ball player.
Well, he played well tonight, and there was never a lack of hustle out there by either ball club. Don't know a lot about Ogallala except that they've struggled a little bit this year. And for Amherst, they kind of play that street ball, but it seems like it has gotten a lot more
fine-tuned.
Under control,
yep.
And fine-tuned. So talk about tomorrow's game.
You know, we'll watch this one tonight and kind of see. But like you said, Amherst has got a lot of good athletes that love to get up and down. And Ogallala does too. They like to push the ball up and down the court. You know, our kids like to do that also. So, you know, whoever we play tomorrow should be a fun game.
All right, buddy. We'll let you get back to work, and we'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Thanks a lot, Doug.
That's Don Lease. They win it today by a score of 52-38. The girls win it 74-38. So tomorrow, Kearney Catholic will be in both of the championship games, which will be on Classic Hits 98.9. Now, if Amherst happens to be in one or both of the consolation games, we will also bring that to you here on ESPN Radio tomorrow. If Amherst is in the championship games, well, then we'll put more college football on here on ESPN. But the Amherst-Ogallala games tip off at 5, our pregame at 4:55, and those games are here on ESPN Radio. Currently, it is the Ravenna Holiday Tournament on Classic Hits 98.9. Loup City beat Overton in the girls' game 43-39, and it was Centura defeating Overton in the boys' game 50-45. So the championship games just getting underway over there on Classic Hits 98.9. Ravenna Centura girls, followed by the Ravenna and Loup City boys on Classic Hits 98.9. Again, you've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports saying thanks for your business in 2012 and more than happy to be serving you better than anybody else in 2013. Kearney Catholic 52 and North Platte St. Pat's 38. We'll be back with you in about 20 minutes here in Amherst for the Broncos and the Ogallala Indians.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production, brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of the podcasts on our Platte River Radio network of stations, go to ESPNSuperstation.com.